You're listening to Golf in the Northwest podcast on 1080thefan.com, brought to you by Les Schwab Tires. Doing the right thing matters.
The latest tips and equipment to improve your game. The latest from the leaderboards and your favorite courses. This is Golf in the Northwest, an action-packed hour about everything golf. Brought to you on the fan by Royal Exteriors. Triple pane windows for up to 60% less than double pane. RoyalExteriorsLLC.com. And by Laurelhurst Market, more than just your family neighborhood steakhouse. Now with award-winning PGA professional Harold Bluestein, here's your host, Jason Swigard.
And a fine good morning to everyone. Hope you are enjoying summertime. We're deep in it now. I know Harold is. He's on vacation, but he's kind enough to phone us. Where are you at this morning, Harold?
Well, I am just outside of Cooperstown, New York, in the sunshine and the this is the land of the temperature and the humidity being exactly the same. So you can imagine how joyous my underclothing is. It's really, my underwear has been in some spots it's never been and experienced some things it's never has before, but or at least since I left Buffalo, New York as a kid.
I think you need to talk to a doctor, sir.
No, I think I'll be fine. This is, you're a West Coast kid. You don't understand these issues. So we live with it out here and kind of enjoy it.
Well, we're glad you're joining us. We have a very, very busy show here this week. Of course, Monday, those of us that were here in town were out at Pumpkin Ridge for Media Day for the Winco Foods Portland Open. I had a chance to sit down with Casey Martin, head coach of the Oregon men's golf team, as he is seeing some of his recent players have quick, immediate success on the PGA Tour. So we'll play that for you coming up at 8:15. Our good buddy Burke Nelson with Orange Whip Golf going to join us at 8:30. I want to talk to him. I think they've got some new products that they're looking to get out in the marketplace to accentuate their line of trainers, training Orange Whips. And then Jeff Sanders is going to hop on the line. We'll thank him for hosting Media Day. Get his thoughts on what he's looking for the British Open next week out at Royal Portrush. And we're just about a month away from the end of the Korn Ferry Tour, 25 guys getting their PGA Tour cards up there at Witch Hollow at Pumpkin Ridge. So we'll find out what's going on with the tournament as well.
It's pretty exciting right now. We do have the last major of the tour up next week. That'll be pretty darn exciting. The Champions Tour is playing another major. So is the LPGA's got some coming up. So we're really right in the season, and it's exciting to see all the tours in action.
Well, glad Harold's on the horn with us, and we've got a busy show, so let's get started by going inside the ropes.
It's time for an insider's look at the leaderboards, the latest on all tours, plus local golf events and golf news. This is Inside the Ropes, part of Golf in the Northwest, brought to you on the fan by Royal Exteriors. Triple pane windows for up to 60% less than double pane. RoyalExteriorsLLC.com.
And as Harold mentioned, the tours are all in action. We're going to pay attention to the European Tour today as well. So we're getting an early jump on Inside the Ropes. But you mentioned, Harold, the seniors do have a major this week, the Bridgestone Senior Players Championship. And after Steve Stricker won the U.S. Open, Senior Open a couple of weeks ago, he's right back in second place, tied with Brant Jobe at 6-under. They're chasing Retief Goosen. Goosen and Stricker have been tearing it up on the Champions Tour so far this year.
Yeah, Retief Goosen is actually playing well, although he has yet to win out there in 11 starts. I look for him to play pretty darn good. It's interesting the fact that Steve Stricker couldn't win a major on the regular tour, and Retief Goosen has two U.S. Open victories. So, and none on the Champions Tour.
Stricker won his fifth senior major with that U.S. Open victory earlier this summer. So he is just...
Yeah, exactly. He's winning on the senior Champions Tour, but he didn't win a major on the regular tour, which is interesting that Goosen did. and is winless on the Champions Tour. That was my point. Sorry.
Exactly. Scotty McCarron. Anyway, McCarron still number one in the money list. Stricker there is number two. Now, Stricker hasn't played as many events. He still played a couple of PGA Tour events, so that's the only reason he hasn't overtaken him. But a victory this week might shoot him up there a little bit closer.
Yeah, I think so. And I'm also following defending champion Vijay Singh. He was even par after his second round. But also Bernard Langer. You know, here's a guy who's won everything on the Champions Tour, a great player. And he seems to be struggling. He's tied for 50th right now at 8 over par. And I keep wondering, have better days past Bernard Langer right now?
Yeah, he had some injuries there. I can't remember if it was a wrist or hand or what it was early in the season. So he didn't play many events early on. He always goes back to the Masters to play as a defending champion there. And so it's been a hit and miss sort of season for him. But I know that there were some injuries early on that kind of had him not get a full start the way he likes.
Right. Yeah, it's a shame because he's such a strong player, tries to keep himself in the best of condition. It's tough when an injury will kind of sideline you for a little bit.
Korn Ferry Tour has got a new event. They are playing the TPC Colorado Championships at Heron Lakes. And the TPC Colorado course on the card, 7,991 yards. They are at elevation. One of the signature holes is the par 5 13th at 773 yards. You've ever played a 700-plus yard par 5?
Well, I've played some holes as if they were that long. But never played one. The longest hole I played, and one we have in the Northwest at Lewis River Golf Course, is 639-yard par 5. And at our elevation, that's a long way to go. But I played in Colorado. I was a professional there. You'd be surprised how far you can hit the ball. It just gets up in that thin air and just keeps going. So I'm not surprised they're playing a 700-yard par 5.
Nelson Ledesma there, your leader from Argentina, 10-under. A couple of guys at 8-under. So, and then Rico Hoey, Lee Hodges are at 7-under. But good to see Scotty Harrington. He is currently tied for 10th. He is 5-under. Right now he's 70th on the Korn Ferry points list. But if he can get up, a top two finish might vault him all the way up to the top 25. Certainly a win would. I believe a second place solo finish would do the same. So he's at 5-under. He had a 468 in round two. If he can put a couple more of those together, for him, it's all about putting. He's among the best drivers in terms of length and accuracy, but it's been his putting. Just hasn't made enough birdies. He's over 30 putts around so far on tour this year.
Yeah, putting, we all say you drive for show and putt for dough. And the what we're seeing is even on the regular tour this year at the John Deere, Jonathan Vegas, who's known as a really good ball striker, he's putting really well. And that's put him up near the top.
The ladies are at the Marathon Classic, Sylvania, Ohio, Highlands Meadow Golf Course, a club there. One of their regular stops, Se-young Kim at 11-under, Jung-yoon Lee 6, who won the U.S. Women's Open, is at 10-under. But then you've got Jennifer Kupcho, Lexi Thompson, Stacey Lewis, all at 9-under par. Good-looking leaderboard here. Atahara Munoz at 7-under, Carlotta Segonda at 8-under, Christina Kim is in the mix at 6-under. Everybody, again, chasing the top, but good to see a few top American names. And Jennifer Kupcho, the rookie, fresh off what she did winning that inaugural Women's National Amateur at Augusta earlier in April. So that should be a little bit more interesting. Shan-Chan Fang won last week for the first time since November of 2017. So we're seeing some familiar names starting to work their way to the top of leaderboards.
Yeah, Kupcho is kind of getting tired of people talking about what happened 2 months ago. She's really thinking about making the transition from amateur to professional. She wants to focus on her professional career and not what happened in her amateur career. She struggled a little bit, missing some cuts, back-to-back cuts. So, you know, she'd like to move on. As you said, it's nice to see a couple of Americans up there, Kupcho being one, Lexi Thompson and the new mom on the Brittany Lincecombe just had a baby, but Stacey Lewis is out there, excited to be out there as a mom. It's a challenge with your family out on tour, but she's willing to accept that challenge and playing quite well. The Koreans really have dominated this year, and Kim and Lee Six are looking for their second victories. But the Koreans have taken 9 of 18 events this year, so nice to see the Americans in contention this week.
So that takes us the European Tour is of note this week. Several of the top players, including Americans, are over there getting ready for next week's British Open. That is the Aberdeen Investment Scottish Open. They're playing the Renaissance Club in North Berwick, Scotland. The leaders are just teeing off here. They got daylight till 10 o'clock at night up there here in the summer. You got a four-way tie for the lead at 14 under, including Matt Kuchar, Rafa Cabrera-Bello, Bernd Wiesberger in the group there. And so it's really tightly packed. George Coetzee, Matt Wallace, Henrik Stenson are just one shot back in a group at 13 under. Andrew Putnam and Justin Thomas are in a group at 12 under. Andrew's done with his round, but Justin Thomas just on the fourth hole there. Ian Poulter at 11 under. There's a lot of guys getting over there, getting used to the conditions over in the U.K.
Yeah, one that didn't get quite used to it is Ricky Fowler at 4 under. He missed the cut. It was good to see Justin Thomas play his back nine well yesterday and make the cut and actually put himself into contention. Wiesberger shoots 61 in his second round, which is quite an accomplishment. But the conditions over there are fairly benign. And as we all know, the British Open or the Scottish-Irish Opens, they are all a challenge when the wind comes up and the rain starts to come down sideways. When they're benign like this, the golf course being a little bit damp without wind, they are going to shoot some scores. You're seeing players this week that you're going to see next week. And quite frankly, I put Wiesberger right up there near the top as a top contender.
Well, and you look ahead to the weather in Portrush coming up next week, and it looks like it's going to be raining and in the 60s. The question will be how much wind will they get that could really make things, you know, unbearable. But you're looking at mid-60s. Saturday might be the best day. We see maybe partly sunny, morning shower possible. Sunday, they say afternoon showers in 67. So the temperatures will be okay. It won't be freezing, but you'll probably see guys bundled up most of the time. They'll be passing showers, but the question will be then the wind. I think guys can deal with wet, but wet and cold and wind makes things miserable.
Absolutely, it does. They can even deal a little bit, like you said, they can deal with the wet, a little bit of wind, but when it gets cold, it's really a challenge. 62 and rainy is kind of what I followed your weather back there all last week.
Yep. Yeah, it was just a little warmer, but it was off and on. It's getting better here for the weekend. We're up around 80 here, so I know a lot of people getting out and play golf this weekend. Yep. The PGA Tour, giving guys one more chance to qualify for the Open. Johnny Vegas, Harold mentioned, leading the John Deere Classic 13 under. He had a 62 in round two. Andrew Landry is one back at 12 under. Lucas Glover at 11. Harold Varner the third, Russell Henley are at 10 under par. Wyndham Clark made the cut on the number at minus three. He's one under today after being in the mix at the 3M Open. So guys here, You're seeing a lot of guys already, you know, some of the top names have already made their way over getting ready for the British Open who have qualified. So a chance for guys to get in with a win, I think maybe a top two or three finish if you haven't already qualified, will get you on the plane across the Atlantic. For other guys, it's just a chance to pick up some FedEx Cup points.
Yeah, and well, I can tell you, though, for Jonathan Vegas, he's looking forward to the President's Cup. He was the first Venezuelan to play on that cup. Pardon me, he'd like to get back there. Right now, he's 26 in the international standings for that, but he wants to play for Ernie Els down in Australia. So he has, in addition to the British Open, he has another goal he'd like to reach. This is a pretty good leaderboard nonetheless. And as you say, there's a lot of players who are trying to set their sights on the British Open. Kevin Streelman took over for John Daly, who had a drop out because he was not going to be allowed to take a cart. And I think once again, the RNA and proved that it is heartless.
Exactly.
That was really terrible. Yeah. I mean, he was a guy.
Tell us how you really feel, Harold. Condition.
Yeah. Yeah, they're tough. If it doesn't look good, they don't let him do it.
Yeah, no kidding. So that's what's going on. A busy weekend of golf all across the tour. So that's where things are at. When we come back, I had a chance to sit down with Oregon men's golf coach Casey Martin earlier in the week at Media Day for the Winco Foods Portland Open. We're going to share that conversation with you. And then Nelson Burke coming up at 8:30 when we ask the pros. He's got his new line of some training devices with Orange Whip Golf. Just getting started here. It's Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
Welcome back into Golf in the Northwest. Another wonderful Saturday morning here in the Pacific Northwest, and very pleased to have an opportunity to chat with Casey Martin, head coach of the Oregon Ducks men's golf team. You know him from years of coming up playing with the Ducks, and then out on the tour. Your only victory on the PGA Tour was here with the Korn Ferry Tour out here at Media Day. So was it the Nike Tour back when you won?
It sure was, back in 1998, yeah, in Lakeland, Florida. So 20-some years ago. Yeah, hard to believe.
Well, now you're watching your former players start to win on the Korn Ferry Tour, on the PGA Tour. How rewarding has it been, not only with the success you've had at Oregon, but then to see these guys be able to go on, flourish as professionals very early in their careers?
You know, that part's been really special. When I kind of left playing my playing days and put them aside and got into coaching, my dream was to play a role for some guys and share my experiences and try to help them get to this level. And so to see guys win and you know, do as well as they are is really rewarding. I love it, and it's fun seeing some Ducks out there. It's been a really cool season for us.
Well, we saw Wyndham Clark here this past week out at the 3M Open, right there in the mix on Sunday, had opportunities, and it's a learning experience, though. I think they say that pressure is different of a PGA Tour being in the mix in the final groups on Sunday. You can take a lot from it.
100%. He's been doing wonderfully, but he hadn't really been in contention to win. And I think he took, if I remember right, took the lead with maybe 9 holes to go, and then some guys clipped him a little bit. But that experience and getting comfortable and just getting out there in those situations is so valuable. And Wyndham's got the game to win and win a lot out there. And it takes a lot of good fortune to do that. But he's definitely an elite, elite player. And so getting, he's learning and he's growing, and he's had a really good summer to wrap up his tour card for next year. And I think the future is really bright for Wyndham.
John here with Casey Martin, head coach for the Oregon Ducks golf team. You look at the Korn Ferry Tour now. Norman Zhang is out there trying to make his way to the PGA Tour. We've seen Wyndham and we've seen Aaron Wise come through here in the last couple of years. How different is this tour now than when you were playing on it as the Nike Tour?
You know, it just keeps getting better every year. And the way the tour has embraced it and kind of created, you know, this playoff situation coming up and all that's happening in golf, the level of play is just, it's incredible. In golf, you have these young kids coming up that are so talented and so ready. And then you've got the grinders that have been out there that are ready themselves and have paid their dues. And it creates an amazing kind of recipe for excitement, and so it's been really fun to see. It's been amazing as a golf fan to just see the strength of golf right now.
Well, and that even goes to the collegiate ranks. We see Victor Hovland, who kept his amateur status to play in the U.S. Open, but he's now turned pro and had success right away. Matthew Wolf wins the NCAA individual champion a couple of months ago and then comes out and wins a PGA Tour event. How different is the college game right now than when you were a part of it?
To the same point, the college game is incredibly strong. I mean, when you look at some of these guys that have come out in recent years, in the not-too-distant future, I mean, you had Jordan Spieth come out, and he should have been a junior in college, and he was winning a PGA Tour event. You have Matt Wolf, who should be starting his junior season next year. He just won in his third start on the tour. And then you have Colin Morikawa, who won the Pac-12 championship at Eugene Country Club 2 or 3 months ago, and I mean, I think he's wrapped up his car too. So it's amazing. It doesn't always happen. I mean, I always thought it was a hard learning curve because of the depth, but these kids are figuring it out pretty quick and their games translate and they're ready.
What is there something different that these guys are coming to you when you start recruiting them in college? How much more polished are they as golfers and how much more ready to compete at upper levels are they than maybe we've seen in some previous years?
You know, I just think as the game grows and there's better athletes playing golf, and so there's a handful of kids that are ready. Not all college kids are ready for the tour, trust me. But the elite of the elite are. And I think you're seeing in the game of golf, it's become a more of a power game just with the technology and all the not so much science, but even the big data behind golf, like how to play the game is kind of changed. It's you bomb it and you putt it. And so it's natural that these college kids, I mean, they bomb it. They're 19, 20 years old. They're super strong. They have speed to burn. So they're going to bomb it farther than the old guys and their nerves are great. So they have those two pieces that are really so instrumental for success at the PGA Tour level, speed and short game. And they're coming out ready. You know, they still have a lot to learn. It's probably shot making. And back in the day, 30 years ago, when golf was a little different, it was more of a shot making. And I think kids weren't quite as ready for that. But now in the current state of golf, it is bomb it and just get hot with a putter. They're ready for that.
Chatting here with Casey Martin, head coach of the Oregon Ducks golf team, out here at Media Day for the Winco Foods Portland Open, the culmination of the now Korn Ferry Tour. We'll see 25 guys get their tour cards. And this course, you're very familiar with it as well as a test for guys, that final test. How does it hold up compared to Korn Ferry Tour events and PGA Tour events?
Pumpkin Ridge could host any event out here. I mean, it's that good of a golf course. And I think it's more, even though you wouldn't consider it an older golf course, I think it plays more like the traditional golf. It's just bombing it isn't going to get it done out here. You have to shape it. You have to really be smart. And so I think anyone in this field, you don't have to be flying at 330 to win here. It helps, always helps, but I don't think you have to. And I think that's a credit to Pumpkin, because I think it brings all players in.
How's your game doing? 47. Are you thinking about maybe the Champions Tour? Or are you having too much fun down in Eugene?
You know what? It crosses my mind. I'm 47, and so I have 3 years to get ready, and we'll see. You know, I don't know. My legs hanging in there. It's not great, but you just never know. And so I love what I'm doing. I'm totally committed to what I'm doing. But if there was some opportunity, you know, to get a few exemptions and try it, why not?
How's the pipeline coming in? You've been fortunate here over the last couple of years to see guys like Aaron Wise and Wyndham Clark. How's the next crew coming in? And is the success you've had in the last few years as a team, you think you can sustain it here going forward as it gets more competitive?
You know what? We're trying. I think we've been a little down and just by virtue of just attrition, you know, of losing Norman early and some of what's happened. So we have a little learning curve, but we're working hard in recruiting and there's a lot of interest and the future looks really good.
Well, we appreciate you taking a few minutes for you. Continued success, both personally and with your players, and look forward to catching up with you again.
Awesome. Thanks.
There you go. Casey Martin, head coach of the Oregon Ducks golf team. As we're out here, Media Day at the Winco Foods Portland Open, presented by Kraft Heinz. More golf in the Northwest when we come back here on 1080 The Fan.
Tips for your game from award-winning PGA instructor Harold Lustein. It's time to Ask the Pro on Golf in the Northwest. Brought to you on The Fan by Laurelhurst Market.
Welcome back in. 829 here. Thanks again to Winco Foods Portland Open and Casey Martin for taking a few minutes with us earlier in the week. Jeff Sanders is going to join us coming up at 845 in the Business of Golf. But we go from Ducks to Beavers right now. Our good buddy Burke Nelson joining us here with Orange Whip Golf. Harold's back on the line as well. Burke, good morning. Thanks for hopping on with us.
Hey, good morning, guys. I'm sandwiched between Casey Martin and Jeff Sanders.
Yeah, you got the prime spot.
Wow, that's pretty special.
Well, Harold's on vacation. He's hanging out in New York somewhere, so I got to pack the show as much as I can.
Well, you did a good job.
I usually carry him, and this week he's got to carry me.
Great.
Well, I know we had you on earlier in the spring and getting everybody familiar with the Orange Whips. I know you sent me one, and it's in my bag, and it's just there helping you get loose. Just a real simple, intuitive training device that you can use for some warm-up exercises as well as kind of finding your balance and stuff, helping you get loose for playing. But I know the line continues to grow, and so that's why I wanted to have you back. What's the newest and latest going on with Orange Whip Golf?
Well, things are going great for us right now. You know, on any given week on the PGA Tour, we have about 20 players carrying the whip. In fact, a couple of weeks ago, we had Nick Lashley, who won his first event as a PGA pro, have a whip in the bag. So we're feeling pretty good about things right now. And we just released a new whip called the Orange Whip Lightspeed. Now, the Orange Whip Lightspeed is our lightest orange whip that we have available. And it's specific for what's popular in golf called overspeed training. Now, is that something you guys are familiar with at all?
No. Harold?
No.
So So they've done this in other sports for a long, long time. And so, and it's pretty new to golf. So, for instance, if you want to become a faster runner, a trainer would have you do two kinds of training, resistance training and lack of resistance training. So resistance training would be like running in sand or running uphill. And that helps build strength. It helps build form because you're going slower. But on the other end of the spectrum, there's lack of resistance training. You're running downhill or, you know, attaching a resistance band to your chest and using that to assist you. And that helps work on coordination and the fast twitch muscles that it takes to sprint that fast. So the Orange Whip is really that uphill training, that resistance training, builds strength once again, it builds form. But the Lightspeed, what it brings to the table is that downhill training. So learning how to swing faster and getting to know the sounds or the feeling that it takes to get the club head moving through the impact at a higher rate of speed.
Hey, Burke, I wanted to ask you, you sent me a list of the tour players that are using the Orange Whip. And as you said, there's more than 20 on that list. I'd like to know how they're using it. Are they using it much the same as you would recommend for an amateur?
Yeah, exactly. You know, the Orange Whip, when you buy an Orange Whip, in the handle there's a brochure that has three simple swing drills to use. But simply, what makes the Orange Whip great is it's one of the easiest training aids ever to use. All you do is swing it, Harold. And one of the easiest way, just swing it continuously. So back and forth, continuously. Now, I recommend doing that both right-handed and left-handed just for balance. But that's what makes it so great because, you know, the Orange Whip's got three characteristics that are helping you. It's helping you with your sequencing because it's heavy. It's because of the flexibility of the Orange Whip. It's helping you with that nice little pause at the top, so keeping you from casting at it. And the third thing is that sneaky little counterweight we have on it really encourages swinging on the proper swing plane. Because if you get it off plane, if you come over the top or if you drop it down too far inside, it fights you and it feels bad.
Yeah, I know I use it before I go out to play at Royal Oaks. Scott has them in a bag out there, and the members are we all grab them and swing them before we go out. And it really establishes some good tempo. Makes us aware of our balance, our connection to the ground. I really like it. But you've got some other direction you're going in with Orange Whip into a physical fitness program. Is that right?
Yeah. So, you know, the Orange Whip, for forever and ever, we've had people tell us that, you know, it's funny. They say, you don't know what you have there, you know. It's basically, they're saying the Orange Whip has a lot more benefits than just using it for a swing trainer. For instance, we have people using it for physical therapy around the nation. Mm-hmm. But we had a PGA pro who was using the Orange Whip for a daily fitness program down in South Carolina. And so his name is Brian Newman. He works at the Elk River Club down in Banner Elk, North Carolina. And he started a program called Golf Fitness X, or GFX for short. And GFX essentially is this. He saw a void between golf instruction and fitness. And in Brian's mind, and I think we can all agree with this, that if you're working out, wouldn't it make sense to your workout to be specific to your golf swing or working on your golf game, as long as you're a golfer, right? So if you're working out, it makes sense to try to do something that's going to help you increase your swing speed or your hip rotation or your lag on your downswing. And that's what Brian put together. He put together a program, GFX, that is daily fitness, streamable daily fitness programs utilizing Orange Whip equipment. So he's using our Orange Peel, and he's using an Orange Whip, or the new Orange Whip Lightspeed that we developed specifically for GFX.
Chatting here with Burke Nelson, former Oregon State golfer, and now with Orange Whip. And so in the fitness, we hear about it, you know, when Tiger Woods came in and he was, well, you go back, Gary Player was probably the first one that really, you know, understood the value of fitness in the golf community, but Tiger made it universal. And now everybody's coming in looking either like, you know, heptathletes or pentathletes or, you know, some of the big guys like Brooks Koepka and Gary Woodland looking like middle linebackers. How much, I guess, the fitness, you can overdo it. There's some thought that some guys get so muscular, so big, that it inhibits the flexibility that you need for a golf swing. And we see little guys like Justin Thomas who can create so much swing speed even on a small frame. So what's kind of the ideal setup for a fitness training program to get the most out of your body when it comes to golf?
Well, good question there. And then going back to the guys we're seeing on tour, it looks like they can succeed at any sport that they are that they want to, right? I mean, we know Gary Woodland was got a scholarship in basketball. And so the trick with golf, though, is it's not just strength, right? It's strength, it's mobility, it's stability, right? We got to have a stable platform to swing across, and also flexibility, which is different than mobility. And so trying to find a balanced program that works on all four of those skills is the trick. And that's really what GFX brings, is it breaks the golf swing down to these foundations. So set up your backswing, your impact, your finish, and then some of the skills that are part of those foundations. For instance, your posture. Your posture is going to be different at the top of your swing than it is during your setup. And so working on, once again, those elements we talked about, the mobility or the flexibility or the stability involved in all those different foundations of the golf swing. And so that's the trick with golf, is there's so many, there's so many moving parts that, you know, you might have good flexibility in one area, but not, you know, on the backswing in your hips, but maybe not through your through swing. And so trying to do a daily workout program that addresses every one of these components is a trick.
So Burke, I know that for those of us who are serious about golfing, we can manage a daily workout, but for most people, they're pretty darn busy with family and work. You've got some drills on your website, orangewhip.com, that will help them. Give us a quick tip on which one would help the player the most during the week.
Okay. Well, boy, honestly, and this is, gets down as simple as the Orange Whip is, the easiest drill I know with the Orange Whip is just swinging it continuously, getting up there and going through the three drills that we focus in on the handle of the Orange Whip that come into the brochure. And the first one is the torso twist, and that's basically where you put the Orange Whip up against your chest, and then you're swinging it back and forth. And what this really works on is, in technical terms, is the inner segment of the kinematic sequence. So it's working on your hip rotation and your shoulder rotation. So it isolates that. And then you go into swing it with one hand, either your left hand or right hand, but change between both. And that's going to work on creating the proper wrist hinge during the backswing and the through swing. And, you know, it's tough to do when you have both hands on the club because they kind of fight each other sometimes. But when you isolate it to one hand, it really makes it a lot easier to learn that proper wrist hinge. Then the third thing is just swing it full, both hands on. And that's going to put together that inner segment, so the chest and the hips, and then the proper wrist hinge together. And so swinging it back and forth continuously.
Well, and that's what you've got up on the website. There's a lot of videos, but none of them are, they're all about 5 to 7 minutes. So that's the intuitive nature of this drill is it's not something you need to go plot out an hour and a half to do, go through the whole process. There's a lot of things you can do in 5, 10, 15 minutes.
Right. And I call them garage golfers. You can do it in your garage. You can do it in your living room. You do it in your office during the day. So you don't have to be specific at the golf course to get better at golf.
So how'd you get Holly Saunders to film one of these drills with you?
You know, that's where money. No, but we've had a relationship with her for quite a while now. And so with the Jimmy Hanlon show. And so that's just developed and kept on going on. She's just a great proponent of the Orange Whip, has really helped us out a ton. So we have a lot of videos coming out with her in there doing the GFX program. So they're going through the editing phase right now, and in the very near future that's going to be available on our website. So at orangewhiptrainer.com, there'll be two tabs at the top, one for GFX and one for Orange Whip. But in the meantime, GFX workouts are available at golffitnessx.com.
Thank you very much, Burke. I appreciate you coming on and all of that, the work you do with our amateur players. I know I use my Orange Whip and my Orange Peel, not necessarily on a daily basis. The Whip I do quite a bit, the Orange Peel, and if people don't know what that is, it's great for lower body stability. We talk about weight shift. Things are changed a little bit. We don't talk weight shift. A little more about ground forces, and the Orange Peel does a great job with that.
Yeah, and you know, we have an Orange Whip Junior version, and I coach a PGA Junior League team. In fact, today's our last match of the season. And so what's great is I get all these kids, you know, they get their Orange Whips out, and then I start just making a beat, click, 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 and I have them all swing in sync. And It's beautiful to watch. It's really cool to see kids going up and down the range, you know, all swinging the Orange Whip to the beat. But more so, it really helps those kids understand the proper swing and swing plane of the golf swing. You know, it's not always the kids that get the golf swing that are good right off the bat. It's trying to get those kids that don't quite get it right off the bat, and they really start learning it fast with the Orange Whip Junior.
All the information available, orangewhipgolf.com, all the products. And then if you click on one, then they've got different drill videos and product videos there that you can watch along with it. Burke Nelson, thank you so much for taking a few minutes here with us, and continued success to you. We'll catch up with you soon.
Thanks, guys. I appreciate it.
There you go. Burke Nelson, orangewhip.com or orangewhipgolf.com, pardon me, where you can find everything out. And yeah, I've got it. When you're looking on, watching golf on tour, whatever tour it is, if you see a big orange ball thing sticking up out of a golfer's bag, that's what it is. And you're seeing more and more of them out on all the tours.
Yeah, and the tour players know what's garbage and what isn't. And so when you see it in their bag, it has some, it's passed the test. It's got some validity, and they appreciate its value.
So thanks to Burke as well. When we come back in the business of golf, time to talk to Jeff Sanders, Executive VP Golf Events for Lagardère, key to man for the Winco Foods Portland Open. That will be the culmination of the Korn Ferry Tour. The first 25 PGA Tour cards for the season will get handed out there. It's the first of four golf events that he runs, two on the web Korn Ferry Tour now, and then two PGA Tour events early in the season. So we'll see how he's doing and what people can expect this year out at Pumpkin Ridge as we wrap things up here. It's Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
Which new driver is best for your game? Who makes the best golf gear? Where should you take your next golf vacation? Which local course should you get to know better? This is the business of golf every week on Golf in the Northwest on 1080 The Fan.
8:45 here this morning. Center and Saint up next, a all Darkens edition. Older Darkens brother going to come in. Luke is like taking the entire summer off. I don't know where he is.
I don't know where he is either, but he actually needs to quit
so
slacking off.
So Will has recruited his older brother to come in and share 2 hours with him, so that ought to be exciting.
It's going
to
be special.
There you go.
It's going to be a real special family experience.
There you go. Well, thanks again to Burke Nelson, Orange Whip Golf, for joining us. Thanks again for Casey Martin taking a few minutes earlier this week out at Media Day of the Winco Foods Portland Open presented by Kraft Heinz. And now the man in charge of that event, Executive VP, Lagadier Sports and Golf Events, Jeff Sanders, is joining Harold and I on the line. Good morning, Jeff. How you doing?
Hey, guys. Good morning. Doing great. What a beautiful day to play golf.
It is. I know the course, once again, thanks for having us out for Media Day, spending some time with Casey, and then, of course, getting out there on the course. And it's in perfect condition. The greens were unbelievable. I know because I was rolling in birdie putts, and they have to be perfect for me to roll in birdie putts out there. We had a great time.
That's the rumor out there, Harold. The rumor is that Swag is playing a lot of golf these days and taking putting lessons from you, so because he's making everything right now.
Yeah, well, that's a great testament to my instructional ability. If I can train Swag, I can train anybody.
Ain't that the truth?
Oh, so true.
Well, we had a great time. Casey was a great interview out there. We're seeing the success of his recent players in Aaron Wise and Wyndham Clark. And I know Norman Zhang is trying to make his way on the now Korn Ferry Tour. I'll get your thoughts there. That seemed to catch everybody going from the web.com tour to the Korn Ferry Tour. We talked with tour president Alex Baldwin the week that happened, and she's very gung-ho and up on what Korn Ferry can provide to the tour and the tournaments and the players. But it seemingly caught everybody off guard. How have you adjusted to it, and have you noticed anything different so far in running an event?
Well, no difference yet, but we haven't run one yet on the Korn Ferry Tour. I mean, it's another month, as you know, until the Winco Foods Portland Open hits Pumpkin Ridge and Witch Hollow. And but so far, no changes. We've heard good things, though. Korn Ferry is headquartered in Los Angeles. Their CEO loves golf. They're doing very well. They're a 50-year-old company. Web.com says to a private equity firm, and David Brown, the CEO, also loves golf. And my hat's off to what David did at Web.com. I think he did a great job. And was great timing for him and also for his company, but when they sold up with $2 billion, he was out of there. And so Tudor did a great job of finding a new umbrella sponsor quickly, Korn Ferry. And of course, you got to keep those things behind closed doors until you get the contracts all signed, because sometimes they fall through at the end, but this one didn't. So we changed all of our signage with the tournament this year from web.com to Korn Ferry, which was not an inexpensive endeavor, but we've got that done. And so we're just going to embrace it, move forward, and I think it's going to be great. I don't know why it won't be. It's nice to always have a CEO at a title sponsor or an umbrella sponsor who wants golf and has a history of playing competitive golf, which is what we've got now at Korn Ferry.
Well, you've got Swag and I have been out to the golf course and the tournament for a number of years now. The competition is always fantastic. What do you see for this year's event?
Well, as you said, Howard, I mean, Robbie Scheffler is a great player. Norman, I think Norman's starting to really play well. Casey and I were talking out there at the media day, like he was talking with you guys, and you know, behind the, you know, sort of off the side, he told me that he's really starting to play great. So maybe he'll have a good week. We'd love to see him play well, Pumpkin. But you know, the testimony, as Casey said, is, hey, look, these guys are PGA Tour players. I mean, we've had 54 wins now in the last 5 years. So, you know, that's over an average of 10 graduates of the Winco Foods Portland Open to get a PGA Tour card on Sunday to go right out and win a tournament on the PGA Tour, 54 wins in 5 years. And that's a testimony to the level of play. And, we've talked a lot about how many players play on the PGA Tour, 175. How many play on the web? Now the Korn Ferry, another 175. Only 350 golfers in the world on the two tours combined, which if you put up against all the other leagues, NBA, NHL, you know, NFL, et cetera, it's the smallest league of all when you put the two tours together. So not surprising to see what's happened here and see the level of play, like we talked about with Aaron Wise and Wyndham Clark almost won last week. He had a chance and, you know, didn't, but that's only because Matt Wolf, you know, went nuts the last few holes there and made a great putt the last hole to beat him. But, I mean, I think it's PGA Tour golf, and it's all based on fact now. I mean, I've kind of known this as being in this golf world for a long time, that these guys were that good, but now the stats back it up, and I think that's the most important thing, is the PGA Tour golf is coming to Portland in 3 weeks.
Well, one thing I noticed, Jeff, and something Casey said, that these players are all ready to play coming out of college, and they do well, like Matthew Wolf last week. You know, he's supposed to be a junior in college. He comes out on tour and he wins an event, which is, I think, remarkable. But then you see, is it beginner's luck, and then they tend to taper off? How does this play out over the next year or two, where players start strong and then tend to taper out off? Are they just learning what the ropes are out on the tour?
Yeah, I think what happens is, so in golf, is you play alongside, let's say, Wyndham Clark and Aaron Wise. Great example. They play for the Ducks. You know, they win the NCAA in 2016. Wyndham's watching what Aaron's doing. Aaron goes right out on the tour, wins the Byron, gets his card in the at the Winco Foods Portland Open, wins the Byron Nelson, Rookie of the Year on the PGA Tour. What happens is the guys that played with him and against him in college golf, Bo Hostler and John Rahm and these guys, say, well, wait a minute. If Wise can do it, I can do it. I play right alongside Wise in college golf, no different than if you look at the, you know, at the players, you know, these guys, Colin Morikawa from Cal and Matt Wolf from Oklahoma State. Norman Young was ranked ahead of both of those guys in college golf and amateur golf. He was ranked ahead of both of them, yet he hasn't had the success yet that they have. But I think what happens is, again, you watch the guys that come out in front of you, you've played with them in college, and you see how successful they are when they win, and it gives you a level of confidence. And on the PGA Tour, it's all about confidence. These guys have the ability to win, Harold, but you have to have the confidence. It's really easy to lose your confidence out there because the level of play is so high. You have a few weeks where you don't make the cut. You start to experiment with your golf swing, mm-hmm. your putting stroke, or whatever. You start to not believe, which is normal in golf, and you can't do that. You know, it's like Lanny Watkins told me in about 1980 when I was on the 81 or 2. He said, Jeff, if you lose your confidence out here, you're finished. You can never lose your confidence, and somehow you just have to try to keep it. And a lot of guys can, and a lot of guys can't. So the flash in the pan where the guy goes out and wins, I think part of that is he thinks he can win when he gets out there, doesn't know any better. He gets a victory. Then he's out there every week in the grind, and now he's playing with all these guys. And I think what happens is you just kind of get in, you're playing a lot of golf, way more golf than you've ever played. And some guys can handle it better than others. And, you know, I think that's what happens. I think the tour is a grind. And it's, mm-hmm. you know, it's a circus. It's a traveling circus. And you're on the road a lot. And so I think a lot of these guys just have to become kind of acclimated to that whole show out there.
Jeff Sanders, our guest, Executive VP, Lagardère Sports for Golf Events. The Winco Foods Portland Open coming up August 8th through the 11th out at Pumpkin Ridge. You can go to wincogolf.com. Tickets available now. The Tickets for Charity program, 100% of all those proceeds going to a giant list of charities. You can pick a local charity there. But you do have something new this year, expanding the Grove. You're adding the BMW Fan Deck. The 12th hole be the place to party this year, huh?
Without a question, it's going to be so much fun out there. Got to thank BMW for coming to the table to help us create this Fan Deck experience behind the 18th or behind the 12th green over there in the Grove. You know, it's an easy walk from the 18th green to the 12th green. Just come across the bridge in front of the first tee. And we're going to have about 25 wineries and breweries over there again. Some great food, big screen TVs. We've got a BMW up for grabs. If a pro makes a hole in one, a lucky fan can win a Beamer. We've got the Fan Deck behind the green where it's open to everybody. By the way, it's $15 to get in, and then that money, as you said, swag goes to charity. 100% goes to charity, and then you're in, and you get to go in all these different places without having to have a wristband or any type of cover charge or anything like that. So everybody's treated like a sponsor out there. So you go to 12. And go try out some beers. There's free tastings for beer and wine if you have a ticket. And you can kind of check it out, see what you like. And if you like it, you buy one or two. And you head over behind the 12th green and go up in the Fan Deck and sit there and watch one of these guys, you know, knock it in the jar and make a hole-in-one and win a car. So we're trying to create a fun experience on 12, much like 16 at at the Waste Management Phoenix Open, and much like 17 at the TPC Sawgrass. Golf is great, but you got to bring the fun element to it and the fan experience, and that's what the Winco Foods Portland Open has both. It has great golf, and it has an amazing fan experience, and it's so affordable. So it's all good. Things are going great, guys. Mm-hmm. I'm so excited about the tournament.
Well, we're glad to be a part of it again. We'll be out there, shows broadcasting throughout the tournament. Before we let you go, you got a favorite at Royal Portrush coming up next weekend for the British?
You know, I always have to pull for my man, Phil Mickelson. he's had a tough 4 or 5 weeks, but I don't know. He's a shot maker, and there's a little room, more room over there for him to hit the tee ball. So if he gets off to a good start, I like Phil. But otherwise, I look for a European player over there in that Lynx golf, bump and run golf. So keep your eye on the Europeans. Justin Rose is my pick.
There you go. Jeff Sanders, Executive VP, Lagardère Golf. And the man out at the Winco Foods Portland Open. We'll see you out there in a couple of weeks. Thanks, Jeff.
Thank you, guys. We appreciate your support and partnership.
All righty. Jeff Sanders, we'll be out there again. Harold, thanks so much for phoning in during the vacation. We'll talk to you next week, maybe, unless you're going to Hall of Fame. You're going to go see Edgar get in.
Yeah, that would be a lot of fun. I was about to bet Jeff on his Phil Mickelson pick, but then he switched to Justin Rose. So I knew I was going to win a lunch on that one. Yeah, Baseball Hall of Fame, the induction ceremony coming up this weekend. Should be an exciting time for baseball here in Cooperstown.
Sounds good. We'll have a British Open coverage next week. Sinner and Saint, the All Darkens edition coming up next. And then we got Dodgers and Red Sox at 3:30 over on 910. And I'll be back with you for the Shriners Freedom Bowl Classic, 7 o'clock here tonight. That'll do it for us. Thanks to Will. Thanks, Harold, for joining in. I'm Jason. Hit them straight.
So I'm sure they had her out beating balls until the cows came home.